Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Are you struggling with too much weight in your pack? Are you trying to shave pounds and ounces? Then it's time to try the Katadyn Toothbrush Be Free. You can be free of the arduous ounces of the toothbrush and toothpaste with this new model. Be free of another nighttime chore. Be free of more cluttering your pack. It's simply an empty Ziploc bag. When asked, where's your toothbrush, or how come your breath smells like a moldy dumpster, just tell your spouse and friends you're now part of the Toothbrush Be Free family. Check it out at backpackingblisters.com.
Hey, 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 everybody. This is Derek, and with me today is the only man who still uses ladies' speed stick deodorant as toothpaste. And remember, guys, it might be strong enough for a man, but it's pH balanced for a woman. Carl Mandrioli. There he is.
You don't even know what pH balance even means.
I know what pH is, you know. you probably get all the weird alkaline pH water probably still too. Okay, right?
That's a California thing. I don't know. With me today is Derek Somerville. He's a man who recently bought a new electric toothbrush. When he found out it wasn't waterproof, he was shocked.
It gets more painful every time. Yeah. More painful every time.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about some painful things. So we're on YouTube right now. We're doing audio and video. Derek has an amazing backdrop. For those of you that can't see, he's got... How would you describe your backdrop, Derek?
Backdrop? I'm actually here, dude. What are you talking about? We're in the the wild. This is like some lake out in somewhere.
Believable.
You know?
Believable. Yeah. Yeah.
So he's... You're in like your old man in the sea wood cabin? Or what is...
At least mine is not wrinkly. Like, I would describe your backdrop is whatever you would expect Derek's backdrop to look like and the quality and time and effort he would put into it, it's exactly how it looks. Exactly.
You know, I gotta get myself a nice vinyl one like you so I can look like the Unabomber in a cabin. Yeah. But either way, manifesto coming out. Manifesto coming soon.
All right. Put like, I don't know, 5 seconds of effort into your backdrop. We're on YouTube now. We have like 10 people watching us. Come on.
10 people. That's so many people, though.
It's a lot. It's all right.
This is probably
before.
True.
Yeah.
I'll have to get myself a vinyl one.
We've kind of made a couple of references to deodorant and toothbrush, and this is going to come up in some game-changing gear today with the chat with Justin Outdoors. So, yeah, did you get a chance to check out some of his vids that we're going to be referencing?
Yeah, I saw a few of his items on one of the videos about... review one of the pillows with the strap and some other things.
Don't give it away. We're gonna
Let's talk about it.
Pillow strap. Okay. We'll get to that.
First
we got a Bible verse, Second Chronicles 24:14. This is when King Joash repairs the temple of the Lord. It says, when they had finished, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada, and it was made into utensils for the house of the Lord. So it's unclear whether these are eating utensils or not, but let's just go with it. So
Jehoiada.
Should we consider?
Hold on, Jehoiada. Yeah. Let's talk about Jehoiada. What wasn't that you were going to name like one of your pets or kids Jehoiada or something? You told me.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Does that mean like brushes with dog hair? Is that what that means? Like your teeth?
Let's stick to the utensils thing. Let's stay on target here. Should we consider the mighty spoon a utensil to be used for more than just eating? What's your opinion on that?
I mean, there's always the joking, put it on the nose. I mean, that's a crowd pleaser.
Can you do that actually?
On a good day. How big's the spoon?
Okay.
Is it plastic? Yes. Is it metal? I don't know. But spoon, I mean, can you, you can dig with a spoon, right? You can dig with a spoon.
Yeah. What do you want to dig? You usually use a pine cone for your cat hole.
I use a pine cone or rock. You know, I don't know. You might dig to, bury things in the yard. I don't know what you can do out there in the Colorado wilderness. You know, what do you,
I don't use it for anything else, but Justin's video, he had like a whole list of things that he uses it for. And each one was more shocking than the previous one. I was like, wait, what? And then, and so I was like, we got to ask him about this. So we'll get to that. That's what I was asking you.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I feel like it's limited. And we'll see how ridiculous it gets. I can't wait to see what this guy's all about.
So. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's get to it. So without further ado, I've got Justin Outdoors coming right now. Justin Outdoors, how's it going, man?
Good. It's good to be here, guys. It's been a couple of years. It was like 2020 last time I was here, right before the pandemic, I think.
Yep. Right. Yep. Right. Right. Well, we're happy to have you back. We should have had you back on a lot sooner. And yes, our bad on that one. Sorry about that.
Carl didn't want you on. I dragged you over here. So
true.
You're welcome.
It's standard. It's good to be here. I listened to you guys a lot when I was on the Great Divide trip.
Oh, no so way.
It's fun to be back and talking in person.
Yeah, absolutely.
We helped him through the trip.
Yeah,
maybe. You guys did. Like, so, as 6 days alone one of those times, and the only thing that got me through was podcasts.
I don't know how you guys do the alone stuff.
The sweet sounds of our voice got him hours.
Yeah. Nice. Before we jump in, so for those that are watching on YouTube, Justin's got a backdrop. I guess you typically have this backdrop.
Oh, we're going backdrop top again? Yes, I have backdrop.
This is like a softball questioner.
Yeah.
So you usually have this backdrop going on and you got some gear behind you. It looks like, I don't know what that is. You got some white things. It looks like you got quite the stash of toilet paper back there.
Is that what that is?
So that right there is Pringle cans.
Pringle cans. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like the snacker Pringle cans. And then we got Sour Patch Kids right there.
Makes sense.
So I can just grab those, throw them in my pack for a trip.
Of course.
What are the white Pringle like? What flavor is that? Mayonnaise?
I think that's the nutritional info. In Canada, here we have to like actually share what's on in our food.
Eh?
Okay. You knew that we were gonna start doing like U.S. versus Canada stuff. So you wore the Canadian hat right there.
Oh yeah, got to represent. Yeah.
Shots fired right away. I like it. Yeah. This is good. Well, you're looking good. Let's jump right in. Let's just jump right in.
Okay. Yeah.
So we it's been a while. We were talking about, but you had a significant bear encounter last year on the Great Divide Trail, right? You want to share that story with us? Give us the details.
We know you shared the story before, but we're probably going to have different reactions.
It's been a while since I've talked about it. And I had a little bit of a reliving trauma moment. I was in Europe hiking Tour de Mont Blanc, like gopher ran by or something, and just like the brown blur like freaked me out. I thought I was being attacked by a bear again, but my fiance made fun of me for that one.
Okay, so the gophers start like you're traumatized by the bear so much that gophers are getting you.
Yeah,
gophers. Okay, that's
what about like a brown bunny rabbit? Does that make your hand shake a little bit?
I'd get it. Even just thinking about it right now, I'm starting to sweat.
All right,
are you serious? It was that traumatizing. Okay,
yeah.
It's a bear, Carl. People don't like run up and like you know hug him like you do. It's you know,
fair point.
Yeah,
and I think the difference between this encounter versus other encounters that like other people I know have had where they've been this close is that for me the bear wanted to kill me, whereas other times the bear will like stand at the ground or like rear up on its hind legs just to kind of warn people that like hey back off. For me, I was walking up the trail and it didn't know I was coming because the wind was blowing in my face. There was a creek flowing, so it couldn't hear me. And I came around a corner and then it was in a berry bush. It was prime berry season. It was just mowing down and it saw me and then right away charged. So I had about 4 seconds from when it saw me and I saw it. We saw each other basically at the same time until it was about 6 feet away from me. And that's when I I had my bear spray in my hand at that point and sprayed it right in the face. And nice. Then it full stopped and took ran off that way. And I fell down the creek slope, to the bottom of the creek, and then hiked up the creek past wow. there.
So. Okay. Now, was it at this moment, you'd already referenced that you were listening to our podcast on this trail. Were you listening to our show as the bear's yeah. attacking you?
Where were you in the episode is what I want to know. I think the real question we really got to ask ourselves is what kind of berries was the bear eating? Because, you know, I get, Carl gets defensive with raspberries. Me, blueberries, blackberries.
I'm going to say huckleberries.
Elderberry?
I think huckleberries, they're gooseberries. I don't know if it's, okay. I think... They have a few different names.
Gooseberries.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And huckleberries were probably in there too. It was huckleberries in that Ooh. Area. But
serious.
Yeah. It wasn't stopping or like warning me. It was just get out of my territory. And I talked with some bear experts afterwards. And the theory is that it was a young male bear who mm-hmm. just hadn't really encountered humans, saw something smaller than it that it knew it could kill and get out of its area and decided to attack.
Juvenile delinquent is what we'll call that bear.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You mentioned that you discharged the bear spray. How close was the can to the bear's face when it started to discharge? Like approximately.
I love these questions.
Six to 12 feet. Like the tough part is like, I don't know if like my
six to 12 feet. That's a big chunk of space there.
So
Carl, you obviously would carry what, like a tape measure. You didn't have your tape measure out like Carl wants you to?
I'll go back.
Carl, the man's in panic. He's rolling down a hill. He probably peed himself a little bit. You can share that later off camera, but like still, he figured it out and he got away from it. So 8 feet, okay. 10 feet, 1 foot, whatever.
It was close. Yeah.
So 6 to 12 feet and then
6 to 12.
So then I'm always afraid to like, you know, spray the bear spray. Like I just assume there's gonna be like a gust of wind that's gonna blow it back in my face. Did you get any residual effect of the bear spray?
No, I was lucky. And I don't know, like I've through work and stuff, I had a lot of training with bear spray and I had positioned myself, and this is more luck than anything, but kind of positioned myself so it ran at me from downwind. So when I sprayed it, it got carried more into its face and then away from me. So I was kind of lucky in that regard, but
I think he was also wearing his COVID mask as well. So,
Safety helps. Safety first.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
When you grabbed the bear spray, like, did you have it in kind of like a holster on your waist? Kind of like a quick draw style. Is that how that went down?
I had it in a water bottle pocket. Usually it depends on my backpack. This one, the water bottle pockets are really easy to reach. So when I'm in bear country, I get a little fidgety and I'll constantly be reaching back and putting my finger through like the loop of the bear spray. So I know I can just reach and get it.
Nothing bad can happen doing that.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be ready to draw that thing out. You know, you gotta be ready.
Yeah. There's a safety.
I fiddle with the safety sometimes just for fun. Like, it's like a fidget toy.
That's hilarious. Okay.
Just to clarify, you said you had 4 seconds to react. And in that 4 seconds, you were able to pull it from the water bottle pocket, take the safety off and discharge with still 6 to 12 feet of space between you. Yep. Like, that's like, talk about cool under pressure,
he's
man.
He's a natural.
Crazy.
He's a natural.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I attribute that to the training. Like all the time, like we had to practice like discharging a bear spray, for work. And just, I probably watched like 50 bear training videos over the course of the years. And
wow.
I've heard people discharging the bear spray and the bears coming so fast at them. It kind of goes through the puff of, you know, pepper spray and just attacks anyway. So I think that however you did it was,
well, I think that's kind of like a fallacy, I guess, in some training things where they say like spray like a wall in front of you. And then a lot of time the concentration is just not strong enough to stop the bear. So you gotta, based on the training I've gotten, you gotta wait till it's close and get it right in the eyes and nose. And then that makes sense.
And the respiratory. Yeah. Gotcha. It's good. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed though, Carl. I don't know about you, but I'm with all this cool under pressure. I thought he'd get it on film. You didn't even get it on film.
I know. Like,
one hand bear spray, other hand camera.
Where's the GoPro on the chest or the like the forehead? You know, like, where's the, come on. Like,
I know. That'd be golden.
You know what?
Golden yeah. video next right
time.
There for ne- sure.
Next time. I've been yeah. practicing. Now when I hear a snap, a twig snap in the woods next to me, I one hand goes to bear spray, the other hand goes to phone, and then I'm ready to go.
Yes. That is crazy. This is it. New logo. Crazy. That's a great story, man. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're alive, and I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
And which leads me to my next question. Let's talk about fruit. Let's talk about summer fruit.
Let's see, yeah.
I don't know where you're, if you know where I'm going with this. You pack, what's the deal with you packing a watermelon for Villain Jesse? What is that all about? Jesse, yeah. Let's talk about watermelon. I'm a big watermelon fan. I want the details.
Not for backpacking or not, you don't pack a watermelon.
If I would, I could. I'm not going to do like, you know.
If you're stronger.
Okay. If I had your shoulders, I've had your shoulders, I would.
Your people know who Jesse is. Like he's been on a while, right?
Yeah.
He's been on a lot. Yeah. He's guest hosted. We call him Villain Jesse because he's constantly
bashing,
being a villain, basically.
Yeah. He's bashing.
At this point, I didn't know. That was my first time ever meeting Jesse. Was meeting him on trail while he was hiking the Great Divide Trail, and then I wanted to do some trail magic for him. So
yeah, you did.
Okay.
Carried in some ice cream bars and watermelons and
what a guy.
Everything. But the thing with Jesse, which not knowing him that well at this point, just chatting with him, I didn't know that he was a sleeper inner and hikes slow and all these other things.
Hikes slow. Okay.
A sleeper inner. I like him. Yeah,
so I woke up at 4 a.m. to drive to the mountains to do this for him and hiked in like pretty much dark up to this mountain and like hoofed it up this mountain with 40 pounds in my pack. And then I'm like, I got to get there by 10 a.m. because that's when Jesse's going to be there based on him getting up kind of like with the sunrise and then hiking.
Right.
And then
I went into this. I mean, geez. let me buff your halo. Let me buff your angel halo. Jeez. 4 a.m. He's getting watermelon and ice cream bars.
In classic Villain Jesse fashion, he didn't show up for 5 hours.
Oh, wow.
He slept in until past when I got to where I was supposed to meet him and then was hiking in. So I was actually hiking out thinking that he wasn't going to make it when I ran into someone else that said he had just passed me in another way. So I ran back after him and was able to catch up to him. And that's how we met for the first time.
You're like, drink this ice cream that's melted. And
it was melted. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Derek hears a story of you packing the watermelon, and my hope is that Derek hears a story of like how to be a good friend because that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, take some notes.
We'll talk about that later.
He didn't even want the watermelon. I had to hike it back out.
What a jerk!
I would have. Yeah, even if Villain I was allergic to watermelon, I would have had it at that point.
I made him take the entire bag of chips, though. I said you need this, and I'm not hiking this out.
He's like, I'm allergic to watermelon and ice cream. Give me chips.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Perfect.
All right. Well, I love those stories. The main reason why we had you on is I watched one of your recent videos about, I think you titled it differently, but on the thumbnail, it was something like, you know, the best game changing gear or just, you know, your favorite gear that was a game changer.
Yeah. It's probably something like all time best game changing gear of all time for any human in the world.
Super clickbait. Super clickbait.
Right.
Great. You know,
the phrase game changing was definitely in there.
Yeah.
And so I picked out a few things. I wish I had time to go through all the comments because, man, you had so many nuggets of like information. You just kind of like as an aside, you said something that was highly entertaining / controversial that I don't know if people picked up on that from that video or not. I definitely did. Maybe Derek did too. So we're going to ask about those things. You mentioned it's been a while since you've been on our show. The last time we did have a gear conversation and you were pushing the Trekology pillow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
And
I told you that was the worst pillow in the world. And you said you've never had any problems with it. So then I thought, you know what? You know more about gear than I do. I should probably give it another shot. So I get we're talking about the 1.0 version, but after you were on, I bought a couple more, like one for my kid, one for me for an upcoming trip.
Yep.
And I think it was my son's like first night out, like it, you know, like first inflation, it started to leak immediately. And here we are 2 years later, Trekology comes out with a 2.0 version. I'm guessing the only difference is there's a strap that kind of goes around the sleeping pad and you're still pushing the pillow, man. What's going on?
So I've had three, I have three of them that I kind of just rotate through depending on what color I want. And none of them have leaked. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Wow. When that pillow leaked, too. When that pillow leaked on his kid, you knew inside he was just like, I'm going to tell him I was right. I was so excited. Warm, fuzzy feeling.
And I just did.
Yeah.
The thing with pillows though is that they have a terrible track record regardless of the company. Like I've chatted with Sea to Summit and they're the first to admit that like with their pillows, even like a big brand who is known for making pillows, like they see the most failures of any piece of gear with their pillows.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are sitting on them or whatever, like using them as like a butt pad, but yeah, my son had not at that point. It was just kind of out the gate. And so
wow.
When you're asking for, I don't know if you tell them like, hey, I'm going to review your gear on YouTube, do you say like, hello, I'm Justin Outdoors. Send me the best of what you have. None of this leaky stuff.
I'm a big deal. I'm a big deal. Send me the best.
If I were them, I'd try to send reviewers my best stuff. I'd be like, okay, let's cherry pick the absolute best, whatever it is. But that's definitely not happening based on all the gear failures I have, which I need to make a video about because I've racked up some good ones over the last couple of years here.
There you go. Yeah.
Do you mind if I reach out to gear companies and say my name is Justin Outdoors so they can send me their best stuff?
For sure, yeah. I'll send you my email signature.
Wow. It's come to that.
They're like, I thought he lived in Canada. This is like a Colorado
address. I can make you an email address, carl@justinoutdoors.com, and you're all set.
I'm the secretary.
Colorado's his vacation home anyway. So
yes. That's right.
That's what we'll say.
That's right.
It's good.
Okay, next thing you had on there is it kind of has to do with like having the ear of the gear companies, but you had the Hoka Speed Goats on there, and I actually just recently bought a pair for the next season. I haven't started breaking them in yet or doing anything, but they've got nothing but good reviews. So I'm super excited to try out these shoes, and I'm excited that you like them. And I think you had mentioned like the foot fatigue in the video, and that's something that I'm very aware of. So, really excited about these. But here's my complaint, not just about these, but about all trail running shoes, is I'm like, if you just look at regular running shoes, they come in, I don't know, 3-4 different colors. And usually like there's one or two that are, you know, preferable to the purchaser. But for trail running shoes, they're all crazy, like loud, stripey colors with just crazy stuff. First of all, do you have any insight on that? And second of all, like,
it makes you hike faster.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It helps you hike faster. It's science. If you look at soccer cleats, it's the same kind of thing. They're also a little bit flashier, like World Cup right now. Take a look.
World Cup.
The fastest guys probably have really purple, bright cleats.
Orange.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I can't stand their colors. So you're not willing to tell them like,
what do you want, Carl? You want like brown? What do you want?
Have you seen my outfits out on trail?
So you're for this. You're probably the person telling them to make these types of colors.
Probably. No, for sure.
Okay. They're making them for me. Yeah, it goes back to working in areas where there's a lot of hunters and I don't want to get shot.
Yeah.
So,
even
before YouTube, I'd wear bright colors so I wouldn't get shot. Exactly. And that just kind of
bright is best, Carl. Bright is best. If you want to keep doing brown and you know, brown and dark brown, that's fine with you. Yeah. You're going to get shot.
So green. I actually get a bit, I question companies that send me brown or green gear. Cause I'm like, how am I supposed to film this shoe? That's green in front of this tree.
Terrible.
And then
just terrible.
Yeah.
So you just send it back and say, I'm Justin Outdoors, do better. Is that how
like,
that
I'm works? Justin Out freaking Doors. Send me purple shoes.
Okay.
Jeez.
Let's jump into one of the comments you made just like as an aside that I probably overanalyzed. But one of the things you mentioned was the whole travel toothpaste thing, and you're kind of pushing unpaste. Derek and I tried this out last year. Derek, just real quick, did you like it or would you bring it?
I didn't hate it.
Okay.
I had to get used to it though. It was pretty potent though. I mean, I was like, you pop a couple in, you're like, whoa, two tablets is too much.
Right.
I would try it again though.
Okay.
I would try it again.
So I bring the toothbrush. I don't typically bring toothpaste. I think that you can get away a few days without actually having toothpaste.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Eh? He's one of those guys.
But that's
guys,
not what you said. You made the comment. You're like, some people save weight by not bringing toothpaste. And they don't bring a toothbrush either. They just don't brush their teeth while they're backpacking. Like
Dan Becker and Devin from Backcountry Exposure.
Are you serious?
They're not toothbrushers. Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Why? I just feel gross. Yeah. Just feel gross.
That's disgusting. Okay. I thought you were just like kind of like
Justin
making
wants
it up,
the smooches. But... Justin wants the smooches on the trail. The backcountry smooches. I mean, come on.
Have you asked why they don't brush their teeth when they're out there? Like they're not saving that much weight. It's not that big of a deal.
I think it's like more of a just a hassle thing. Like. I don't I don't think so, but I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. No.
I mean, they're like filming videos when they're out there. Like, that's a hassle, right?
Yeah, I know. Jeez, let's get the tripod out, but yeah, can't get my toothbrush right out. Right. Jeez.
Okay, I thought you were just making stuff up, but you named names, and so we're gonna circle back to those guys, and we'll reference this. We'll quote you. Maybe we might even play the soundbite for these guys next time. So, okay, more controversial is something you kind of went off about the pink titanium spoon. All right. Mm. Here's what you said. You said that it does more than just like feeds you. It keeps you warm. It makes food taste better and you can use it to fight off a bear. You said that in the video.
Yeah. If you have it accessible. My problem was it was in my food bag when the bear charged me. So I wasn't able to get it out, but okay. I now carry it in my chest pocket.
Okay, well, no. Let's break this down. So, how does it make food taste better? Let's go one at a time here.
I don't know. Magic. It just does. Sometimes you just have to. You don't see what's happening, and you just gotta believe in it, and that's what's happening.
And you don't mind the extra weight. You don't mind the extra weight of the titanium over like aluminum.
Well, the titanium is lighter than aluminum.
The aluminum Sea Summit Alpha Spoon is lighter than it depends on the density of the aluminum versus titanium. Right. And aluminum you can get by with stronger with less with like less thick material. So
So you're getting the thin one, you're getting the lightweight one.
I go with the titanium spoon just because it's a little bit stronger, and then the pink one makes food taste better. They don't make a pink aluminum spoon, otherwise I might.
Because I'm only thinking this thing doubles as like, you know, a trowel digger hole, you know, for the situation.
Less interesting than the things he had said. So, but you're right. It could do that as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I don't know.
Okay. So it makes food taste better. So it sounds like placebo effect there. And then you shove the spoon into your quilt or sleeping bag to warm you up at night.
Yes. And that may be placebo effect, but science shows that placebo effect 100%. Is one of the most valid forms of anything.
That's true. Like, I will agree with that.
Cures diseases and a whole bunch of things.
Well, no, even if it's correct, though, even if like that spoon, it like provides warmth in that particular area because it's radiating heat, like it's not that big. It's like how much surface area you're really covering.
I think I'll have to get out my infrared camera for you and do some testing and just to figure out kind of how much, what's its area of influence and everything. I usually put it by my feet. Maybe that's what's making the food taste better. I'm not sure.
Like in between do you weave it in between your toes or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You like, this is my,
it's a mustard in there.
Are we doing that? Nice.
Yeah. I like the show and tell.
Carl, you know these things. Like I'm your placebo effect to sleep well. So, you know, otherwise you get scared. So it makes sense. I see what you're saying.
Okay. So circling back to your bear encounter, let's pretend that you had the spoon rubber banded to your bear spray. Like, what's the stance you're taking when that thing comes at you?
Spoon in this head. Kind of like this.
Okay. So wait. He's kind of going like 45 degree angle.
And give it a whack.
What do you think's sharper, like your spoon or his claw? Like just coming, you know.
They're both the same size. They're both that
that's
long.
True.
So,
that's true.
He's got more claws.
He's got like four or five. You know, it's like
that's the problem. Yeah.
But legitimately, have you heard of somebody trying to use a spoon like in a pinch to make themselves look more threatening to bears? Or where did that comment come from?
He's a pioneer, Carl. He's a pioneer.
That's based just on kind of my experience with other animals. Like they're just a little bit scared of the pink titanium spoon.
Do you stab like raccoons and stuff out there? Like, what are you doing with this thing?
I show it to them and then they run away. Huh. Actually, we don't have raccoons here, but like skunks and wolves.
Mm-hmm. So we're basically circling back to the bright colors, like the shoes, right? So it scares animals away. So there you go,
Carl.
Right. There you go.
Okay. And I think that the brand was like, was it Tito Titanium? I think was the name of the brand. I looked it up, but like I clicked on your link there. And just FYI, it does come in other colors. It does come in blue. If I bought you the blue titanium spoon, would you use that one instead, like the more masculine version?
No, use pink.
For Derek or for me, like the pink one does everything I need it to do.
Yeah.
So if I bought you a blue one, you would still use the pink one.
Yeah, I would. I have a blue one and a silver one.
All right, so you're similar to Villain Jesse, where somebody does something for you and you don't care, you just reject it anyway.
Exactly.
That's the watermelon. Yeah.
Interesting.
That makes sense.
I got one more question from the video. I think Derek's got a question from a different video that you put out there. So you had more than this, but these are just the pieces of gear that I'm picking out. So you had the Outdoor Research Astro Man Sun Hoodie as your favorite sun hoodie specifically. So I guess my question for this is, why are sun hoodies costing so much? I think that one was like $90 and it's just a shirt with just like a little bit of extra material around the hood. So what's, is there special material that makes it so darn valuable?
I don't think so. I think it's just markup. Like that one will go on sale for 50% off quite often.
And oh really? Okay.
At that price, it's a good, I think it's a good deal for like $45, but yeah, at $90, I think it's overpriced, and same with a lot of the other ones out there. The nice thing about the Astroman, the Outdoor Research Astroman one, is that it's made with nylon, so it doesn't stink as bad as the polyester ones.
Right.
And it's thicker, so it prevents bugs from getting through. Some of the polyester ones, mosquitoes can still get through it.
Really?
Do you ever, I mean, since you have all these encounters on the trail, like, do you ever have any issues? I haven't done the sun hoodie yet, so I'm going to sound like a novice here, but
yeah,
when I have a hoodie on, I feel like my peripheral vision is very limited. Do you have any issues with that?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it's never been an issue so far. I haven't had a bear come at me from the side yet, but
gotcha.
Yeah, definitely blocks off some of your peripheral vision.
Okay,
it could be dangerous. I like living on the edge. I like it. Okay, so you released a video about the new Garmin InReach Messenger, right? So we wonder, like, what are you bringing on upcoming trips? Are you bringing like the Messenger, the Mini, Zoleo, or the latest, you know, iPhone 14 that just came out?
Yeah.
What are we bringing?
Right now, I'm bringing the InReach Messenger, just because the app that comes with it is just so much better than the app that goes with the InReach Messenger or the InReach Mini 2. If Garmin said that the InReach Mini 2 should get the new Messenger app, when that happens, I'll bring the InReach Mini 2, just because it's a little bit of a more capable device than the Messenger.
Okay.
Yeah. Were you surprised that they put out a new device just in light of, you know, the phones going with, you know, increasing capability in that realm?
It's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, especially. I think Apple is going to invest a ton of money into the technology and antennas and everything. So we're going to get it so you don't have to like hold your phone up while someone's bleeding out next to you trying to get a satellite signal.
Right.
Until we don't need to do that.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Right.
If somebody's bleeding out next to you, if they're not going to make it, man, like the response time, at least in the States, is 2 hours minimum. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Canada's better than that.
I don't know. We saved you, dude. You got like the bee sting and you were bleeding out like that little, you know, and you were crying. Yeah, you were crying and whatnot, but we made it in time. It was good.
Nice. You know? Nice.
Just depends. All good. I guess lastly, where can we find all your gear expertise? Like, we want to plug what you want to plug and talk about what you want to talk about here.
Right now I'm pretty much just on YouTube. So Justin Outdoors on YouTube. Haven't made it into the TikTok game or Instagram or anything like that yet.
You're doing great on YouTube, man.
You'll get there.
Yeah, I'll get someday. Someday I'll be dancing on TikTok and I'll be able to plug that for you guys.
Any upcoming videos we have to look forward to in the next few weeks or so?
A lot of winter content. I'm gonna be lugging in the propane canisters. I'm gonna throw one of those on my back, like the big white ones, and then a propane heater.
Wait, the big white ones, like the big ones?
Like barbecue ones. Okay. Yeah.
Oh jeez. How heavy are those? So there's like 10 pounds.
Yeah, like 40 yeah, they're pounds. About that.
But you can get smaller ones. I'm not bringing the
Yeah, think of the mini, like the blue rhino, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm doing a multi-day cross Canadian Rockies like winter camping ski tour trip. Okay. So it'll be like 4 days of winter camping across some pretty epic
terrain. Are you going solo on that one?
No, I'll be going with someone else, just from a safety perspective.
He won't need our podcast on that one.
Yeah, so. Or watermelons.
Exactly. Ice cream.
If you guys want to bring some watermelons in, you're more than welcome to come.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
That could be something we have on a future trip. That could be like, you know, with our trivia, just kind of like a trivia punishment if Derek loses too many. Just he's got to pack in a watermelon. But we also try packing in the ice cream. We packed it in one of those clean canteen containers that's supposed to keep things like frozen for 48 hours, and it did not work.
No.
It was ice cream soup on day two. We tried.
It's terrible.
We tried. Yeah. Justin, man, we really appreciate you taking the time, carving out of your schedule and hanging out with us for a little bit here. We promise to have you on more frequently in the future. We're not going to let the 2 years go by again, and we promise to pick on you more about some of the things you say in your videos, because they're highly entertaining.
I have some controversial opinions.
You
stir the pot. You're a pot stirrer. I like that.
Another thing the spoon can do.
Yeah, that was one. That's one of my favorite videos I've seen, like for like gear views and gear suggestions in a long time. So, thanks for all that you do, and thanks for all your suggestions and wisdom on YouTube. And we will continue to watch you and look forward to future videos coming out.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All right, man. Justin Outdoors. Yeah.
What'd you think of this guy? What was your takeaway?
Well, no, yeah, I feel bad we haven't had him on in a while, for sure, but...
You should, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big deal.
He's a big deal. He's a good guy. He's got a great sense of humor. He was willing to roll with everything we're challenging him with. Your nonsense about bringing measuring tape for the bear encounter. Like, how far away is the bear? You're like, Carl, what's your problem with that question? Why are you even asking that? Why would you ask that question, Carl?
6 to 12 is like, it's not like it's like, you know, a foot or two or three. It's like 6 to 12 is a big chunk of space.
It is, but they can close that distance so fast, right?
I guess.
You'll find
he must
out.
Have been very, he must have, I'll find out. You're going to like bait a bear for me? It's impressive how accurate he was with the bear spray. Not only to knock it himself, but like to get the bear, to get him to go away, to get it in the right spot. Like it's a lot going on, especially when it's like, probably be pretty intimidating to have that thing charge at you. You know,
if I had to put money on either you or me being able to react like that, like him under pressure in that situation, I put my money on you for sure, man. Like you're pretty Joe Cool under pressure. Just simply take it out of my pack, pop.
I need to bring it first to have that option. So
we need to go back into grizzly bear country so you can have that encounter. So we'll try to set that up.
Let's do that. Let's go camp at some lakes with bears all over the place. That'd be great.
Well,
you could film it and I'll risk it.
I'll just be the videographer for that. So
what a great idea.
Yeah. Teamwork.
Sounds good.
Yep.
It makes the dream work.
It does.
All right. Yeah, he's got some good takeaways from all that gear, and so you know, it's eclectic answers like we were talking about. It makes for good conversations.
So. Yeah, what do you think? So he mentioned, I mean, he was calling people out about not brushing their teeth on trail. I don't know if this is common knowledge. I'm not watching all the videos, but...
He's bolder than us, so he's bolder. We're always like, well, I don't want to like name any names. And all,
He didn't hesitate at all. Should we soundbite that for the next Dan Becker interview?
I want to say that would be juicy.
Okay.
A juicy soundbite.
Yeah.
And then put him on the spot. Be like, hey, Dan.
What do you think what's about up with this?
And then clip it.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay. So we'll have to mark that and do that and ask him about like how many dentist visits he has and
cavities.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't care about cavities. Maybe he's got
like how much food is he water picking out of his mouth when the trip's over, you know?
Or maybe he doesn't care. Does he have dentures already? I don't know. Find out.
Oh, good point. That's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
That was solid.
Yeah. Some good gear options to think about for sure. But if you want to find out more, check out his video. That was only 5 minutes long. He covered a lot of ground in 5 minutes with some of his game changing gear options. But, So thanks again to Justin and you got some trivia. Yeah.
I got trivia and we're going to do it right after this.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what you got, man?
We have toothpaste trivia.
Toothpaste, of course.
Since you don't like to bring toothpaste, you hate clean things. We're gonna see what you know about toothpaste.
Okay.
This is a multiple choice because I don't want to make it too hard for
you.
Where? Question one. Where was toothpaste invented?
Okay. So before you even give the multiple choice questions, you feel like this is an achievable question because you feel like most people probably know where it was invented.
It's all about learning, and we're going to teach you. We're going to teach the teacher. We're teaching the teacher.
Like, so this is in the same vein as, like, how many rotations do the bee's wings make in a minute, right? Like these are fun facts, but reasonably, you have to agree, nobody knows this stuff, correct?
The reason I love these questions for you specifically is because I can feel, it's as if your back is literally against your vinyl wooden wall there, and I feel the pressure, and you don't like it, and you squirm. So I think it's good. I think it's good.
No. The bee question wasn't even to me. That was to the backpacking podcast, so I had no skin in the game other than hoping they were going to get that one wrong. But it still was a terrible question.
Look, it's not like you have the best questions all the time either. So
yes, it is. It is that way.
That one's bad. But these are common. These are good. Let's just see what you know. Okay.
All right. I've got no idea what the answer is. Go ahead. What are your options?
Is it Germany? Is it China? Is it Poland? Or is it the good old USA? Where?
Okay.
The original
Poland, I'm gonna guess.
No, not even close.
Not even close. It's one of the four options. Is it Germany?
You're the first. No, it's not Germany either.
Okay.
America created the first like modern toothpaste, which we use. Like I think it was like the 1850s or something. But it was China, and also India. But I didn't include that. I didn't want to confuse you. It was like 5000 BC, and they would use. Well, we'll talk about what they use later on, but. Okay. It was pretty gross. All right. What was the first? Just you know. Main brand toothpaste. We talked a little bit about some of these the other day. Was it Crest, Colgate, your favorite AIM, and Aquafresh? Which was the first one that came out?
They could be any of those. How do I know?
I could have made all it fill major in the blank. Brands. You want me to make it fill in the blank? I'll do that. I can do that.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. It's like you I want to go know, with Crest.
You didn't know all the answers on your SAT, but you still chose an answer. Unless you just went C, 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 C all the way down.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's exactly what I did. I'll go with AIM.
AIM is the... it was Crest. You were right. It was Crest. Okay. But ironically, we were talking about how Crest is the least preferred by dentists. But what do I know? I don't know. Whatever.
I like... Yeah, it's fun when you reference conversations we had off air so that people can feel like they know...
They want to know all the dirt. Patreon wants to know all the dirt, and that's why
you got to explain it, dude. So what about the dentist and Crest?
Well, I told you that I had talked to a dentist, and I heard this from a friend of mine talked to a dentist too, and they had said the dentist both said like, you know, if you're gonna pick a toothpaste, don't pick Crest. Crest is like garbage.
Okay.
Pick Colgate if you're gonna pick like a main brand, but obviously there's you know a billion toothpastes out there. So so 1 billion, 1 billion. Okay, number three.
all right. You're laughing.
Final,
is not
final,
good.
final question for you. Yep. What you already failed. what? Oh, you know what? I got a different question for you. What can you put toothpaste on to help heal a certain ailment? Is it? Do you put toothpaste on like a canker sore? Maybe like a cold sore. You got a lot of cold sores.
Whatever the right answer is, I haven't done it. But go ahead.
Cold sore, maybe. Sore? Maybe like a zit. You get a lot of those. Uh-huh. Or is it like a rash? You put it on the rash. Which one like helps get rid of what toothpaste will get rid of it or help get rid of it?
How about like so letter D wasn't like a car's headlight to scrape off all the gunk so that you have clear lights at night.
Did you use toothpaste like on CDs too? Is that what you did?
No, you're supposed to do that with mine's for real. Like people do that. So you just have some with baking soda kind of scrapes off.
Yeah, no, gunk. I've heard that.
Okay. I'm going to go with, I don't know, man, a rash? I don't know.
Oh, it was a zit. It was a zit. Okay. Everybody knew that. All right. Okay.
If you're new to the show, welcome to Derek's Trivia, everybody. Reasonable trivia that's achievable when for
you
everybody.
When you get the mockery during trivia, you know you're doing something right. All right, final. This is like a grudge question.
Three questions. Why is there a fourth question?
This is just for you to see if you can get anything right. Okay, I'm gonna get detailed. There was the original toothpaste, like long ago, when the Romans started doing it. It was a
Wait, when the Romans did, they were well after like BC, India.
They were well after China, but before this, they used eggshells, and they used crushed bone. They used stuff from like shells, like abrasive stuff to clean your teeth. What was the base of this toothpaste? Like what like brought it all together? What did they throw in there? And the Romans. This is the
At
Romans.
At one point, I know that they were using like charcoal.
Charcoal's a thing. Charcoal's a thing. I think Africa uses charcoal. Some tribes, but they would use like a specific kind of like liquidy base to kind of like mesh it all.
I should probably know this. You're right. I should know this. My apologies. Animal lard. I don't know.
You do this frequently. It's urine. They use urine based toothpaste.
All right. I'm surprised you didn't lead with that question because you love talking about urine.
I do, but I just figure you might want to like filter it and try to use it on the next trip. But okay. You know, I'm just trying to expand here. So 0-for-4. Okay. Great job. Standard.
We got to go back to the Graham's questions, it sounds like, because you're...
at least mine were multiple. Mine were like normal answers with normal multiple choice.
Everybody could have gotten those. I'm sure everybody went 4-for-4 on those.
Your next question will be like, on the periodic table, when you're looking at argon, what number is that? You know.
For those of you that are just listening to the audio version, that was Derek talking. That wasn't me. His impersonation was so spot on, I thought you might get confused.
When you have to explain yourself, that's sad. Okay. So yeah, 0-for-4. But you know what? We'll keep pressing. How many times have you lost now? Is that 2, 3? What is that?
We're tied 2-2. We're tied 2-2.
That's it.
I'm humoring you with this, but don't worry.
I crushed you last season. I'm just trying to just make it fair this season. So
Derek did say, we had a conversation recently where Derek said that for 2023, he's 90% in for the big summer trip. 90%. So
90. I'm going to say 91. I'm going to say 91.
I'll take it. Whoever loses, like, you know, we're gonna have something go down for sure. So we'll get there.
Something's going down. Okay.
Something's going down. I got one tidbit for you. It is, we got another review in from Matt from Indiana. And he actually was just like pumping up Patreon on the review. So, man, Matt, thanks for doing that. Yeah, he's... Wow. He said he's a very happy Patreon supporter, so thank you for doing that. We have a Rocky-hosted episode on Patreon right now, revealing our upcoming Patreon trips, and so space is available for both trips in 2023 if you're interested and you want to get on the trail with some fun folks.
Come and join.
Check it out. Nice. And I think that's all I got.
That's all we got?
Yeah.
That's all we got. That was a fun one. Carl, you did well. I did well as well. I hope everybody listened well. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, check out the social media handles at backpackingblisters.com, YouTube, Instagram. Leave us a review. Hit the like. All that stuff. You heard it before. Do it again. Just do it. Just get it done. if you guys run out of toothpaste on the trail, just pee into a cup and rub some dirt in it. It'll work every time. So, yeah, I mean, some of us, you know, a lot of times you get plaque on your teeth and it's just, you know, it's just, we all get plaque. We all have those things that are just tough to get off. And some of us have, you know, those friends. Carl's kind of like that plaque you're just not going to rub off. He's just, that's who he is. And I love him, but he's just that plaque is just going to stay on your teeth all trip.